One of the most famous ktsoisin in ktsois hachoshin, and that's in Simin Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Cotton Aleph. The ktsois brings the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Vez Hilchas Nedarim. The Rambam says, ha-hefker, if somebody makes something hefker, afal pisha inoy neder, even though it's not a neder, harehu kemoy neder, but it's like a neder, she'asu lachzabay. That's also for him to be chayser. So if somebody said something safka, says the Rambam, you didn't make a neder, but what you did was like a neder. And just like if somebody makes a neder, lo yachal devaroi, asr lachzavoi, so too, if you make something hefker, it's like a neder, sha asr lachzavoi. You're not allowed to be chayser. The ktsois is medayik from this Rambam, that it seems that the Rambam held that the reason when a person makes something hefker, the halach is that if somebody wants to go now and be zoich in that thing, he has a right to. It's not because that item is ownerless, but rather it's because the Adon was mechayev himself in the world of Nedarim that he's going to allow someone to go now and take his item. The Rambam says that if someone's mafker something, if he wanted to be chayzer, really he could be chayzer. If when someone's mafker something, the thing leaves his rishos, so how can I be chayzer? If I want it, I need to be rekoined. The teretz is that the Rambam holds that when someone's mafkir something, it really doesn't leave his rishos. What's chal is hilchas nedarim. Just like if somebody would say koinu basa zeh olai, if somebody would say areini nazar, somebody would say shvuah shelo yochal basa, the laws of nedarim and shvuahs and naziris would now govern his next move. When someone says something is hefker, the only thing that's chal is a hilchas nedarim, that it's also achzibai. And if you do, you're going to be over olai yachal devarai. Abavas is negeya, the transactional component of it, nothing happened. And really, the item remains 100% in the rishus of the mafker. Now, this is an incredible chiddush because it really goes against everything we think of when we think of hefker. If you ask the man on the street, what's hefker? He would say, hefker is something that is ownerless. Shmita, peiros hefker, nichsei ager, nobody owns it. As a result, they're hefker. Right? That's traditionally the way you think of hefker. But the Rambam has a shita mechudeshes in the world of hefker, and the Rambam says that when someone's mafker something, it does not become ownerless. The mafker still owns this item; he retains 100% rights to it. It's just that there's a hilchas nedarim that governs his next move. Also lachzabay. But you want to know who the bailam of this item is? The owner is the bailam. Now it's kamada mefurish Rambam, stating that this chiddush goes down as the chiddush of the ktsois hachoshen. Now, the ktsois didn't say this chiddush on his own. The ktsois learned the Rambam the way we just explained the Rambam. But kamer kumas in nishtabru, the achrayim have a very, very hard time with this havana that the ktsois had in the Rambam. Now, if this is not what the Rambam meant, what did the Rambam mean? Ayin berelated rate parts. That's not our sugya. But the bottom line is, Sada Zayin Rambam, Al Koponim in the world of the Ktsois HaChoshen. And that is that when someone's mafkir something, it doesn't leave his Rishus Lagamre, but rather what happens is, it's just bound now by Hilchas Adam. Says the Ktsois, what would be the most obvious nafkimina la halacha from the Rambam's understanding of hefker? What would be if somebody's mafkir something? And after he's mafkir this thing, he dies. Are the Yarshim meshubit to the hefker, or are they not meshubit to the hefker? So let's play it out. Man was mafker something, he dies. The minute after he died, someone went and he was koinim in a hefker. The Yarshim, do they have a koyach to say that I want this item back or not? So Pasha, you would say, of course not. Once somebody's mafker something, it's chal hefker. If it's chal hefker, if somebody is zoich in it, it's his. What Yarshim? When Yarshim? Where Yarshim? Yarshim, Yarshim, something that belongs to their father. But over here, the father made it hefker. The father gave it away. A bezok de ktsois, like the Rambam's Havana, in hefker, when a person's mafker something, it doesn't leave his rishos. So if it doesn't leave his rishos, he still owns it. If he still owns it, the Yarshim could Yarshin it. Ay, hilchas nedarim, says the ktsois, nedarim don't go over Birusha. If a man makes a neder and then he dies, the Yarshim are not responsible anymore for the nedarim that the father made. And being that it doesn't go over Birusha, the neder, so the whole hefker, which is man, hilchas nedarim, is not going to transfer over to the Yarshim. That's what the ktsois says, halacha l'maisa, according to the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, if someone's mafker something and then he dies, the halacha is the Yorshim are not going to be bound by the hefker. So if somebody was zoich in it, that person's not going to keep it. The Yorshim are going to be able to take it back. So the ktsoi is, I have one problem with this. You know what the problem is? It's keneged a mefurish gemara. It's keneged a gemara mesechtes gittin daf mema meralef. The gemara said, Amemar said, hamafker avdei vomeis oisei eved ein loy takana. That if somebody's mafker is eved, and then he dies, so the halach is the Eved has no takana. Why is it no takana? Because when the other was mafker is Eved, he relinquished the Kinyan Mammon. all he has is the Kinyan Esser. Kinyan Esser doesn't go over the Yerusha. And the Eved is stuck with the Kinyan Esser. He has his own Kinyan Mammon. He's not an Eved. He's not an Eved. And as a result, Ein Loi Takana. And the Chiddush of HaMeimer was that the Kinyan Esser doesn't go over the Yerusha. But Freik the Ktzois, according to the Rambam, if someone is mafkir something, nothing happened. So if nothing happened, then Freik the Ktzois, then why is a mafkir Avdi Yomei saying Loi Takana? He was mafkir it. So good, there's a Hilchas Nadarim now. But now that he died, the Yarshim are not Meshuvah to the Hilchas Nadarim anymore. The Yarshim inside the Kinyamam, inside the Kinyanis, so let them go ahead and be Mafker. So Freik the Ktsois, Abam Bekasha, Lechura, based on the Rambam, and this is the Ktsois Abam and the Rambam, that Hefker is only Hilchas Nadarim, but nothing really transits for shows. It should come out of Pashan Afkamina of someone's Mafker Umeis, that the Yarshim are not Meshuvah anymore to the Hefker, because now all it is an edit that the Yarshim don't have to keep. So what's Pshad and Amemas Memra, HaMafker? Avdai umeis oisu eved ein loy takana lechayra the hefker gate nitibah beyerusha. So if that's the case, the yarsh inside the kinyan mamon inside the kinyan nisa. Zok tiktzoyis the teretz is pashat. The teretz is that when someone is mafker his eved, the second he's mafker the eved is zoichin himself. So that it's no longer hefker. The eved was zoichin himself. And being that the Eved was Zoichen himself, Zok Tiktzois, he has his Kinyan Mammon, it's too late. If someone's Mafker a Chayfetz, so until someone physically picks up the Chayfetz, it's in the Rishos of Hefker, which according to the Rambam is in the Rishos of the Mafker. But if someone's Mafker is Eved, the second he's Mafker is Eved, he's Koin himself. That was the Machlokes HaBashon, the Chachamim, the Flametes. In the case of the Nichsei Ager, you can't be Zoichen. Certainly not in the Gdolim, there was a Shailu Ketanim, but in the Gdolim for sure not. Why? Because he's Zoichen himself. So Zok Tiktzois, don't ask me a Mai Havan in the Rambam. How's the Rambam going to learn Ameimar and Gittin Daf Memamad Aleph? Because that's a toys that Kasha. Because over there, the Hefker was Chal, but now it was the Hefker Chal. But the person, the Eved, was Koin him in a Hefker. And being that he was Koin in a Hefker, so therefore that's not going to be a problem. A regular case of Hefker when nobody was Koyim in a Hefker, now it's a Shiloh, the Hefker going over the Yerusha. Could be like the Rambam, it wouldn't go over the Yerusha, and Erech Hanami, the whole Hefker would be as Hefker.